Welcome to another episode of Raven Conversations. I'm Joe Seemantle, State Public Affairs Officer for the Washington National Guard. And today I'm joined by Tech Sergeant Emily Hansen and Tech Sergeant Brittany Arnold. They are both production recruiters at the 141st Air Refueling Wing's recruiting office in Spokane, or Fairchild Air Force Base near Spokane. And they're here to talk about how to get into the Air National Guard from another service, whether that's Army, Navy, Marine Corps, or even prior service who has recently got out, how to join the Air National Guard in Washington. So I appreciate you guys coming on and talking about this.
Thanks for having
us. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, so intro and background yourself. We'll start with you, Tech Sergeant Hansen.
Hi, I'm Tech Sergeant Hansen. I've been a recruiter for about 5 years now. Previous to that, I was a services member. I joined the Guard back in 2011. I originally thought I wanted to be a pilot, and
we all do.
Yeah, everybody wants to be a pilot. Yeah.
Kind of learned the process and how that looks and found out about services. And I loved cooking and found out what great opportunities they had. So I ended up being a services person. I was really only going to join for one term. And here I am 12 years later.
Yeah.
Living my best life.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens. How did you learn about the Guard?
It was really funny. Somebody actually came to our house and they were a district attorney and they're like, oh, you're interested in the Air Force. Have you ever heard of the Air National Guard? And then my dad was super motivated for me to join. So he dropped me off at the recruiting office. So here I am.
Thanks, Dad.
Like,
thanks,
Dad. Like, get out of the car.
And yeah, I didn't know I really wanted to join, but I guess I did.
What about you, Tech Sergeant Arnold?
That's a great question. So I was going to join when I was 17. And my dad would not go to see the recruiter with me. So I ended up at 21. I really needed help paying for college. And I'm from Arizona, and I just wanted to see somewhere different. I knew that I needed to get out of town. So I joined active duty. My first duty station was Germany. It was absolutely amazing. I miss it every day. And from there, I always wanted to be medical. So that was my dream. So I became a medic. I served in active duty for 6 years. And then I do have a daughter, so the Air National Guard has been huge for me when I joined. It's a great place if you have a family. Mm-hmm. So it's ever since I landed, I've been in the Air National Guard for about 12 years now. So it's been great for me and my daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. My daughter absolutely loves walking around, seeing everything. She's only 4, but she absolutely loves seeing people in uniforms now. And so
my daughter thinks hopefully, people yeah. in the store.
Yeah, hopefully she'll join someday, but that's her choice. I'm not going to push her into anything. So so you guys are both recruiters. How'd you get into the recruiting gig, really? I mean, that's always the question, right?
I got recruited by the retention office. I would always show services and, like, give the tours. Anytime they had somebody who was interested, and they're like, hear me out. Have you ever thought about recruiting, being a recruiter? I was like, no. Like, I'm living my best life in services. Like, I was an event planner. I got to do all the fun things. And he's like, just interview, see how it goes. He's like, it's a great gig. We'll let you work remotely in North Idaho. You'll cover your area. It's everywhere you live. And he kind of explained it to me. And I was like, oh, this sounds too good to be true. And then I just kind of jumped into it.
Yeah.
You got recruited by the recruiter.
Yeah, I got recruited by the recruiters.
Yeah. I also got recruited by a recruiter. But for me, being medical meant that I always wanted to help people. So for me, there truly was no other job that I felt like I could make as big an impact as recruiting. Cue the sentimental music.
So speaking of recruiting, you're really here to talk about, I wouldn't say it's stealing, but it's kind of giving people a second chance to continue serving, right? And that's mm-hmm. coming off either active duty or a different reserve National Guard service and coming into the Air National Guard. So what does that process look like for somebody who's either coming out of the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps? What does that look like? What do they need to do and what do they need to know?
It really depends on how long they've been out. If they've been out less than a year, it's really easy for them to get back in to our component. We do our medical in-house. Their medical was updated before they left. So as long as it's still up to date and nothing new has come out of that, we just submit their medical to our medical. They review it. No issues. We can just bring you on. You get to keep your rank. You keep your time in service. All of that transfers over. And then we find you a job that is the best fit for you, whether it is something similar to what you were doing in your previous branch or if it's something completely new.
Yeah. Anything to add on that?
I definitely just want to make sure that I say that truly whatever your ASVAB score support and that we have available. I had an active duty member who was security forces, great guy, and we put him in intel. And it's just like, what's that's going to do for him and his family? Like, it's going to change his life. And he was so happy. So for me, that's like the moments where with active duty, it's not always as easy to be able to switch jobs and cross train.
Yeah. And so for those that don't know, right, there's two terms I'm going to say out there, Pallas Chase and Pallas Front. What does that mean for somebody who's active Air Force?
So Pallas Front is you're ending your current contract and coming over into the Guard. Pallas Chase is you're ending your contract with the active duty early, and then your job has to be willing to release you. Big Air Force has to be willing to release you. And then you're coming over and finishing out either double your term or your term, depending on what that year's regulation looks like.
Yeah. And what about somebody who's like in the Air Reserves, right? Not to bash on the Air Reserves, but there probably is some crossover there where people want to kind of move and stay in their state. They don't want to keep driving to, say, a different state for drill.
Mm-hmm. That one is fairly easy. Yeah. I mean, when it comes down to it, I would say this across the board. You need to be medically cleared. So the Air National Guard, we hold the same standards, you know, across the board. So you want to make sure that your medical is good to go. You definitely want to be checking ASVAB scores. If there's a job you want and you don't meet it, make sure you're studying. And then at your local base or fort, I guess you could call it, wherever you're stationed at, you can go and retake your ASVAB if needed. And then just, you know, staying out of trouble. I think that's like a pretty big given.
Yeah. So I'm going to throw something that we actually get this question quite a bit in our email boxes is, hey, I'm active duty Army enlisted, but I want to go join the Air National Guard and become an officer. What does that look like? What do they need to know?
We hear that a lot.
Yeah, we do hear it a lot. The officer is kind of a unique kind of thing in the Air Guard. So we do have a list out there where you can apply for any open officer positions. Your best course of action, though, is going to be to come into the Guard and start working in that job. And then the majority of our officers do get picked up in-house. Just because they're already working that job, we already know their work ethic, they've gotten a degree, we've helped them pay for it, and then commissioning over at that point. We do a lot of line officers that way. Same thing for like our pilot positions. Like we do a lot of our interviewing in-house.
Yeah, that's always one we get, and I always am like, well, I'm not going to be able to answer that, but I usually send them to Master Sergeant Perez over at headquarters, and I think he takes care of them. Anything you guys want to add?
That's a great question. I think what I would really want to add is if you're interested, reach out to a recruiter and we can help you through the process. I was a prior medic for over a decade. If somebody is going through something medically, I'm always happy to have that conversation and let you know what's possible, what's not possible. But at the end of the day, the thing that I absolutely love is bringing people over, getting them into a job that they love, and then supporting their dreams and goals. You want to be a full-time college student? We got you. You want to go make big money in the intel job when you're not at drill weekends? We got you as well. Yeah. You want to go to Starbucks? We got you. There you go. We're just really passionate about helping people out and helping them find, like, having my daughter, like, that changed my life, like, that in a great way, but also that changed what the military kind of looked like for me. So Guard, phenomenal family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely say just reach out to us. We're happy to answer any questions, kind of let you know what that avenue looks like, if we can help you, if we can't help you, and like at least guide you into the right direction. The Air Guard is a small community. We know other bases. Like even if you're not trying to stay local, like we can help get you in contact with the right people.
No, it's good.
I do have one follow up. Yeah. I almost forgot. So everything we talked about was you're getting to your ETS. You're getting to your separation. I do want to make just a quick shout out that if you are trying to leave any of the branches early, it does require a conditional release form to be signed. And with a lot of branches, that can be kind of difficult. But we're always willing to at least get the form to you. You can route it through your chain and like just give it a shot. What's the worst that's going to happen? They're going to say no to you, and then we'll see you at your ETS.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's an ETS window.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We can definitely put your information in the notes. We appreciate you guys coming on. If you like the video, give it a like and make sure to subscribe for more. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.